Well, it's a race for 5G supremacy, the why China is surging, where millennials struggle, and how America can prevail. Let's take this apart with you, Paul Schulte, of course, author of This Opportunity to Discuss. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
You write about this opportunity. Set up our conversation. Now, I have a couple of definitions, if you would. This is what, a race for 5G supremacy? What is 5G?
Okay, so 5G is a new technology, which is not just, you know, more bandwidth, faster videos, faster downloads, better picture. It's a quantum increase in the amount of data that you can throw around in a world where so much is being digitized in terms of transportation, you know, ships, goods, services, people, health, you know, our all of our heart rates, our pulse, our how we're doing as a human body. You know, you need a much more powerful mechanism. 5G is that mechanism, and China has basically rolled it out in more than 200 cities already, and it is, you know, got 5G in dozens of countries already in its network. And so America's been trying to figure out how to approach this issue, and also at the same time trying to roll out 5G in America, which is quite dreadfully behind.
Yes. How important is it to achieve this status? And I mean, competition has been at the heart of America forever.
That's right, exactly. And so when America rolled out 5G, companies like Facebook and Google and Amazon were there to catch the technology and to go with it, right? And so you got to be careful that this infrastructure that you build is going to be built for the companies that operate in your country. And if you don't have that first mover advantage, if China gets that advantage, the Chinese companies and the Asian regional companies are going to have an opportunity to run faster and to run ahead of some of the American companies. And so that's the heart of the competition here.
Yes, let's talk about the heart of your work. There is such that there was actually a genesis of the book To Discover, an Apollo program.
Well, that's right, exactly. And so the genesis was to think about how America could sort of leapfrog and use some of the old techniques and the old habits that, you know, America had used, you know, to really become great after World War II. And these were, you know, the nuclear program, which was, you know, combining the military, universities, the private sector, contractors, and government to create, you know, the nuclear bomb, the Apollo program, the interstate highway system, right? All of these things require public-private partnerships. And at a time, you know, where, you know, people believe that government is bad, that's a really, that can have really bad outcomes, because we're building a new infrastructure here that's bigger than the interstate highway system of the 1950s under Eisenhower. It's bigger than the Apollo program. And so we need to have more public-private partnerships now in America more than ever.
So your book, Race for 5G Supremacy, proposes two Apollo programs.
Exactly. So one is the technological, and I think we're going to get an infrastructure bill from Biden's administration, which could actually be very helpful. The other one is a social one. That's what we tripped upon when I wrote this book with a millennial, and that is that millennials have been sort of edged out of the Fortune 100 companies. They don't feel welcome. They feel alienated. And I think there is an epidemic of anxiety. Just let me give you some numbers. 1997, OxyContin. 1999, Columbine. 2001, 9/11. 2003, the Gulf War. 2005, Katrina. 2007, the GFC. Look what these millennials have been given.
Wow.
Environmentally, financially, in terms of safety, in terms of addiction, in terms of endless wars. They've been offered a pretty poor landscape for their development as adults. So we got to stop, you know, talking about, how spoiled they are and how entitled they are and how much they need to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. And we have to recognize there's an epidemic of anxiety that needs to be addressed. And they have to be welcomed into the Fortune 100 in different ways, because the HR policies that many of them have, they've had for 50 years. This has to change very quickly.
How can it change,
Those
Paul?
Those are the two programs.
Yeah. How can it change?
I think the way that people are interviewed, the way that people are onboarded, as the saying goes, the way that people are treated in groups, the way that older adults in companies need to be, you know, learn to be reverse mentors. Older people need to learn as well. Younger people may have a lot more value than they think. They need to be given downtime. They need to be given flex time. This is the way we are learning about ourselves as human, about how we are creative, how we learn, how we collaborate, how we come to revolutionary, imaginative decisions about massive change. That doesn't come from the top. It comes from the bottom up. This is what the Fortune 100 is trying to learn very painfully.
Paul Schulte with us, the race for 5G supremacy, why China is surging, where millennials struggle, and how America can prevail. How can America prevail, Paul?
Well, public-private partnerships, we got to stop saying that government is bad and we're going to prove it to you. You know, government is broken and we're going to prove it. There has to be public-private partnerships. There has to be greater partnerships with universities. There has to be a lot more collaboration and a welcoming of millennials into the workforce. Transformation comes from the young. Crisis management comes from the C-suite. These are two different things. This is what needs to happen pretty quick, or America's going to lose its lead to not just China, but many other countries that have tens of millions of hungry millennials.
What's your take-home message for the race for 5G supremacy? What can I do to help?
Listen to the millennials. The older people, and God knows I'm one of them. I try to reverse mentor whenever I can. Listen to them. Listen to what is happening with them. Listen to their anxiety. Listen to their ideas. Listen to their imagination. Listen to the kind of things they think are ideal. Because you know what? They have an awful lot to say that is awfully right. Listen to China.
Yeah.
Listen to China.
And from where are you calling, Paul?
I'm actually I'm off the Malaysian Peninsula on a ship right now. I'm doing a trip to nowhere on a totally COVID-proof ship, which has got 118,342 COVID precautions. So we're good to go here because I'm based in Singapore, and Singapore has been knocking the ball out of the park when it comes to the COVID thing. There's been zero cases for like a month, and so they all felt pretty comfortable with letting us go on a ship for a couple of days.
Take good notes. Send those to Michigan right away. Paul Schulte, the race for 5G supremacy. How do we find out more information?
Amazon.com or Schulte-research.com.
Wonder if Amazon delivers to your ship.
I can barely get Wi-Fi here.
Okay, then we'll stop there. Thank you for your time and your investigation. Take care, Paul.